we want to transfer our stock from one hotel to another, gawa po tayo dito sa stock adjustment. Pag na-damage yung item na natin o na-expire, pwede natin gawin dito sa stock adjustment. Okay? Ngayon, if ever yung mga stocks natin out of quantity na siya, so, and formally order to the supplier, gawa tayo ng PO sa, gawa tayo using purchasing, gawa tayo ng PO. And then, we send the PO to the supplier. After that, pag ready or dinideliver na yung item, i-receive naman natin through the receiving. Pwede natin i-load yung PO na ginawa natin to the receiving so that we will no longer import it again. Okay? If ever yung nag-receive natin na mga items is charge or utang, eh, and then yung customer, or sorry, yung supplier na niningil na sa atin, so yun, we are going to pay our utang through the payable. Okay? And then if ever we are going to record operational expenses, dito po tayo sa expenses module. Okay? Ngayon, meron din tayong butchering. Ano po itong butchering? If ever mag-receive tayo ng item and then it is cash, or we are going to pay to the supplier, or nag-expense po tayo, to formally deduct or to formally trigger our accounting na we want we request cash or check or bank transfer, lalabas po siya sa butchering. And then once ina-approve yung butcher, once we release a check or a cash, dito tayo sa disbursement. Ang lahat ng mga disbursement natin, makikita natin yan sa cash flow, in the cash account ledger. Dito rin is once we start our operation, pwede po tayo mag-set up ng cash accounts, ng mga bank accounts natin, so that, yun, when we are going to disburse a cash or check or bank deposit, mamonitor natin yung in and out ng cash natin, cash flow. And then, kagandahan po nito, meron tayong full accounting features. Dito po natin input yung mga account titles natin. Meron din tayong mga built-in account titles natin para sa transaction na ginagawa natin. And then, if ever, meron tayong adjust na entries, so dito lang tayo sa adjust and entries, and makikita natin yung mga ginagawa natin.